2 weeks from now, the bishops of the Pacific Northwest will travel to Rome for what is called their Ad Limina visit. Ad Limina in Latin means to the threshold, and refers to going to the threshold of the apostles, particularly Peter and Paul, and to venerate their tombs, to pray, and to express communion and solidarity with the Holy Father. In advance of these visits, the bishop of the diocese prepares a lengthy report, which is sent in 6 months in advance and reviewed by the Holy Father as well as other heads of the various dicasteries. It's kind of a report card on a diocese, sharing with the Holy See what's going on in that particular diocese. And one of the issues that Bishop Bailey wrote about in his report was the creation and the ongoing existence of a Walk for Life here in Spokane. I think this is our fifth anniversary now of this great witness to the sanctity and the dignity of all human life. And so over the course of 2019 and 2020, all the bishops in the United States as a region or a grouping will have made their Ad Limina visit to the Holy See. This past week, the bishops of the Midwest completed their Ad Limina visit. 15 bishops from Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska. And the Holy Father met with the bishops for over 2 hours of discussion, so a good lengthy period of time. One of those bishops was Archbishop Joseph Naumann of Kansas City, whom I think many of you know as the chairman of the United States Bishops Pro-Life Committee. Archbishop Naumann said that he told the Pope that since Roe v. Wade, the Roe v. Wade court decision legalizing abortion, that an estimated 61 million abortions have taken place in the United States. And he explained to the Holy Father that the United States has abortion policies that are amongst the most liberal in the world, with the ability to take the life of an unborn child at any point throughout the 9 months of pregnancy. Archbishop Naumann reported back that it seemed as if the Pope was stunned by that number and the underlying policies. Pope Francis agreed that the protection of the unborn is the preeminent social and political issue for our country at this particular time in history. The Holy Father explained quite simply that, or why life is the most important issue. He said, because if you're not alive, you can't do anything else. We all know that Pope Francis has elevated issues like the care of refugees and the needs of the poor and other human rights. But you cannot be a refugee. You cannot be hungry. You cannot have any human rights if you're not alive. The Holy Father said it's the life that is the most fundamental right. Now, I know I'm preaching to the choir. Every one of us here at the cathedral this morning would agree with all of that. This is not some new and groundbreaking teaching for us. But I do suspect that it's comforting for us to hear that we have the support of the successor, St. Peter, as we gather in defense of life this morning. We are in communion as we witness to the truth that there can be no unwanted people, whether they are poor, immigrants, the elderly, the sick, or the unborn. And Jesus himself models that for us in today's gospel. He demonstrates that even those who are sinners have an inherent dignity that cannot be taken away from them. We hear that Jesus is being followed by many tax collectors and sinners with whom he is interacting and with whom he shares a meal. And Jesus is criticized for interacting with these unwanted people, to which he responds, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners. As I reflect on that passage, it's interesting to me that the sinners and tax collectors were voluntarily following Jesus. No one was forcing them to eat with him. No one was forcing them to listen to his teaching. They interacted with our Lord because they wanted to. There was something compelling about him. And I think that gives us some guidance for us today as we walk through downtown marching for life. Particularly today, because there is evidently another march that is going on in downtown Spokane that may have people that perhaps wouldn't share our same values and respect for life. People's hearts are not converted through anger, isolation, or judgment. You and I stand for the truth. We witness to the dignity of human life, and we do so in a spirit of compassion and mercy and great love. Jesus knew the power of that approach and modeled it for us through his own life. So I've read about this past week's ad limina visit of the Midwest bishops. It sounds to me like they were able to convey to the Holy Father an even deeper understanding of the breadth and the depth of the evil of abortion in our country. And in return, the Pope asked Archbishop Naumann to convey his fraternal support to the pro-life community throughout the United States. Members of that community gather today for this Holy Mass in communion with the successor of St. Peter and an imitation of Jesus Christ, who preached the truth with compassion, mercy, and great love.